It's the Weed
Lock
Found,
Talk
baby.
Radio.
They just want to be it. I'm just blessed to see it. I know they don't know what I'm talking about and shit. Black guys are cool. The plan is to get it. While you here pimping with all these obstacles, is it possible? Will it sink in? God forbid them that they know no better. I've been through a few storms like tropical weather. Many city nights with that South Pole leather. Polo sweater. Had two boys, I was trying to do better. But I was angry inside. Everywhere that I go, you seen it all in my eyes. The outside looking fine. I had my life in a backpack with a snap rack. Black 380 just in case I had a clap back. Don't wanna catch a flashback of long factors. Let that sink in, ain't no tripping. I just be thinking, in this world where everybody's on a mission. So Lord forgive them, that they do no wrong to me. Understand the garbage, you all miss me.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, I'm blessed to see it. I'm blessed to see it, yeah. I'm blessed to see it, I'm blessed to see it, yeah.
I'm playing to the maximum, y'all can't stop me. My moves are miraculous, yeah, spectacular. Grind all night, you can call me Dracula. Mind star for the record, my team back me up. You ain't gotta listen, but I'ma keep acting up. You talk too much, fam, but I'ma keep stacking up. You move too much, fam, but I'ma keep planning up. Move out to Africa, switch it up to Canada.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, everybody can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, everybody can't see it. I'm blessed to be it.
Yeah, this your boy Zero Smiles.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy King Miami in the motherfucking building, man.
And welcome to the motherfucking Weed Files. So, today we're going to switch it up, bro. I know y'all used to be having interviews. I know y'all used to having dope artists pull up and talk they shit. But we're going to switch the perspective of today. And I kind of want to let y'all talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. There's a lot going on in the world. A lot of things happening as far as the medical marijuana side, as far as wars, as far as the country, as far as schools, you name it. So today is the day for y'all to voice your opinion about whatever is on your mind. I'm going to get the ball rolling first. I want to touch on the fact of the matter that artists, there is really no unity amongst us. And turn it into a very big issue. Very big issue. And a lot of artists be screaming, I want support, post my music, share my music, do this, do that. But the door don't revolve the same way for everybody. And a lot of artists don't do the footwork going towards to make themselves known. So what you think about that, King Miami?
Man, really, man, just the world crazy right now. And I'm just, man, I'm baffled. I'm lost for words, really, man. It's too much crazy stuff going on, man. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Like, shit, really, I'm trying to figure out, like, is America at war right now? You know what I mean? That's what really got me through. I'm keep hearing little rumors here and there. You know, people got to be aware and up to date what's going on, man. Check, they had something online where they were saying, and on the news where they were telling, you know, Americans to stay out of public places and everything. So I really been kind of, you know, all over the place when it comes to information, what's going on right now.
Yeah, the world's just getting tediously weird, and it's a lot of things going on in the world that makes you question your genuine well-being. Is it safe to raise my children? Is Russia going to come over here and attack us? Do I keep doing music? or is he going to wind up being enslaved to the communists? It's a lot of shit going on. But I think that with the everything that's going on, the artist should be pushing out a lot more better music with the adversity that's going around. They should be able to take the current events or things that's going on, like our old hip-hop artists used to do, and relate those messages currently. I don't see why not.
I mean, it's hard to do that when they're getting paid to relate different messages to the society.
But see, that's as far as the artists that signed. We're talking about independent artists that don't have the label over their head telling them what they can and cannot say.
Well, you're right, but at the same time, it don't make it that much easier for them to get a signed deal with a label group due to the fact of them talking about helping the people, pushing to the people, giving back to the people. Anything in that matter, it seems like when a rapper either become famous or before they famous, you hear that only in the beginning. And after that, it's like they disappear, come back, and you never hear it again.
Now, do you think Lil Baby got any controversy when he did his Black Lives Matter song from his label?
No, you know, I don't think he had controversy. I mean, I think it's controversy now. I mean, he's online squeezing dudes' ass, and it's just a lot of bull crap going on right now, man, honestly.
As a matter of fact, it just popped in my head. There's a song by a brother named Naka called Stop Blaming the White Man. And I think he took, at that time, the current events that was going on and portrayed what should be and should and should not be done as a community at that time. And it's a strong message of the song. I don't know. Have you ever heard that song yet?
No, I don't think I heard that one.
Man, that's a controversial song. That'll really make you, you know, sit back and think,
well,
what you doing as a community.
Well, like you said, it's the individual artist that's really doing it. During the time with Black Lives Matter, I ran upon this song from an artist called Clever, called Wooden Box.
I think I heard that.
That was one of the most songs, I would say, one of them songs that was really meant for what was going on
but
at the time.
I think he signed.
Now. He wasn't signed then.
But see, Naka's still not signed.
Yeah, okay.
Naka's still not signed. Well, at least to my knowledge, he's still not signed. And at the time when that song came out, New York City was in the middle of all the rioting.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say it was the perfect timing for the song, perfect timing, but honestly pissed off a lot of people. Now, I feel like if the song pisses you off, he's talking about you.
Right.
If the song don't piss you off and you agree with it, that means you're a little bit more woke than you is. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spin that right quick. Let me get that up on cue. All right. Let's see. Yeah, we ready. Here we go. Sit back and listen.
I'm not blaming the white man.
Sit back and listen to this word for word, bar for bar.
I'm not blaming the white man.
Stop blaming the white man. Let's go.
White people, but you work for a white man. Get yourself a check and go spend it on white brands. The truth already bent. We bending in ourselves. White people held us back. Now we hindering ourselves. Worry about who clothes better. We ignorant ourselves. Can't keep blaming white people. We do it to ourselves. Complain about our problems. We can fix that shit ourselves. 40 acres in a mule. We can get that shit ourselves. White people ain't the enemy. Let's take accountability. Shot the same op 3 times. Call it a trilogy. Niggas out here beefing with niggas they went to school with. How you exchange bullets with people you was cool with? I shoot a black man, we running through his projects. Cops shoot a black man, all we do is protest. You be up in every club, spending money balling. I be on my couch, reading James Baldwin. Truth is, niggas too lazy to go and do shit. Landlord looking for money, not your excuses. Couple black people that I fuck with from a distance. We hate the government, but get government assistance. You ain't doing what you did in the past, so why tell us? And I ain't blaming no white man for my failures. And I don't blame the judge for the time I did. To be honest, I should have never did the crime I did. That's real.
I shouldn't never did the crimes that I did. Running on the streets, I had to get this money for the babies to feed. So don't judge me. I know I make mistakes in the past, but today I'm on my best behavior. I make my own decisions. I'm not blaming the white man. No.
Knock ain't stupid, he aware of the scrutiny. Jews is minority too, but they got unity. I won't say the Holocaust equate to slavery. How they bounce back as a culture, that shit amazes me. Every other race, they look at us like we foolish. Black people are in debt, yet we the biggest consumers. OJ said he ain't black, that shit was comical. Tell how the police treat us is diabolical. We still are underdogs, shit isn't fair. When something don't sit well with you, switch up the chair. I'm in love with every race, I'm just giving you factors. We hate when they call us niggas, but we calling them crackers. Got the heart of a black man, mind of an Asian. Take excuses from a person, they gon' rise to occasion. You ain't educated, keep your mouth closed, nigga. And don't blame the white man, blame your household, nigga. We still living in the projects and paying rent for apartments. Own nothing but a rollie, yet we feel accomplished. We get a couple dollars and we think that we did it. Our priorities compromised and we hate to admit it. Mentality of a slave, you right where we started. Can't even exercise, they'll kill you for jogging. They told me self-educate, what the fuck was I to do? Our parents ain't know no better, what the fuck is our excuse? Another man choose your fate, that's what you telling me now? I know it's hard, but you can get a job with felonies now. The world will never hold hands, it was meant to be evil. We yearn for equal rights, but it'll never be equal. Someone gotta pray for us, we getting shot like it's legal. The human race, the only race, let's do right by our people. Let's stop the complaining, it's really irking my nerves. If you keep applying pressure, you get what you deserve. See, humans become racist by the way they grew up. And Zimmerman's still alive, yet we think that we tough. Yeah, I'm melanin, baby, but it's irrelevant, baby. We yell fuck the police and they tell us we crazy. Fuck conspiracy theorists, I hate what you promote. Ironically, I was asleep when y'all was screaming, y'all woke. I told them to focus up, they think it's a joke. My foot on you niggas' necks, get your knee out my throat. I'm gone!
I shouldn't never did the crimes that I did, running on the street. I had to get this money for the babies to feed, so don't judge me. I know I make mistakes in the past, but today I'm on my best behavior. I make my own decisions, I'm not blaming the white man. No, 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 no.
What's it gonna take for you guys to be okay tonight and to stop this chaos?
It ain't me, it's not me. I'm gonna let y'all know that now. It's not us guys, either. And I'm glad that's why I said that. It's not us, it's the police. It's the bad that they sparked us. This is what they encourage. This is what they provoke.
I'm not blaming the white man. 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 No, no.
Sick. Sick.
I was just about to ask you, bro. Now, now I need a King Miami solid review right now because we never really got a real King Miami review yet. So go ahead and talk your shit about that right quick.
All
right,
so first of all, he touched every topic almost about black people problems. I wasn't one of the ones that was really with the Black Lives Matter and the march, and honestly, due to the fact even me being black, it just didn't make sense to me. Me coming from Miami and seeing black people do more harm to their own race than any other race. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like when that whole thing was going on, I was active at the time, I was still active. You know, I'm a reformed gangster now, if you want to call it that. But at that time, I was active, and I made a comment to a group of my friends, like, "Yo, why does Black Lives Matter to you? If I walk down this block right now, y'all ready to spank him? But that's a black man. But if Black Lives Matter, why are we fighting ourselves?" But what really got me was, in that song, was where he said, Jews are minority too, but they are got unity. He won't say Holocaust equates to slavery, but how they bounce back as a culture, that shit's amazing to me. Now, if you look at the Jewish community, and now we live in Florida, so we see it. And anybody who knows about North Miami, Hollywood, Hollandale Beach area, it is Jewish central. They pretty much live in all those high rises. They have their own community. They have their own police system. Like, that's their own world. And the way that they unionize is every dollar that passes that they get, it passes through 5 or 6 Jewish companies before it even leaves their community and we touch it. That's how strong that community is. And that's what we need to do as African-American and Latinos. We need to start shopping black-owned.
And I agree with you. But the problem with that is black people have this dominancy in them. this side of them, like we all born kings.
You understand?
Exactly. So it's hard to put a bunch of kings in a room and expect for one person to be able to take lead and make decisions without everybody else, if not plotting on doing better and taking over the position. If not that, they're not doing what they're supposed to do to keep the whole thing running as a team. You know, so black people got to find a way, really, to, like he said in the song, you know, stop blaming the white man. Because at the end of the day, if you still going to work, there's some black woman I know right now, full black man at home, that won't dare disrespect them. They won't dare let him disrespect her. But she'll go to work and let her boss who pay her disrespect her. That's a problem.
Like he said, you hate white people, want you work for the white man. You get yourself a check and you go spend it on white brands. It's us. It starts with us as a community. You know, and like if you look at the news, let's use the Bronx for example. In the past 3 years since COVID, the murder rate has been up. Then you go to Chicago, same thing. You go to Miami, same thing. Louisiana, New Orleans, all these places that's high African American minority areas. And it's not the white man killing us. It's not the police killing us. We shooting each other down.
It ain't heart attacks. It ain't diabetes.
It's gun-on-gun violence.
Gun-on-gun violence.
And, yes, a lot of it has played. You could blame it on music if you want to. But it also starts at home. It also starts with what we teach the generation that's coming up with us. Now, we could teach them to be gangsters, but also be intelligent at the same time. I can't speak for everybody, but I could speak for the riders in New York. When it comes to the education side of things, we on your ass. We want to see report cards. We want to see W-2 forms. We want to see tax returns. We not out here just being fucking hot-headed and loose cannons. We trying to have intelligent black men that serve a purpose in this world as well. And it's one thing to be a gangster, but they fear a gangster. But they fear an intelligent black man 10 times more than they would ever fear any gangster that's locked up right now. Because if you could outsmart them, you're a real threat to them. Anybody can shoot a gun.
That's right. Anybody can shoot a gun. But not anybody ready to do that time. So, right. Look, man, look, also, what, you know, something I've been thinking about on my head is really haven't left it. Like, I'm really trying to understand how I could be a part of anything to do with promoting individual artists to help them get their music heard, to help them, you know, get known. You know what I mean? Become known. Go somewhere, somebody like, hey, I know you, I heard your song playing on all the records radio. You know what I mean? But the whole promotion and pushing them to get a label deal, and I'm really like kind of at a pause when it comes to that level. You know what I mean? Because I'm really confused. Like, there's a lot of artists. I can give you an example. I'm going to just touch on one little topic. Just today I was in Walmart or something, and I heard Sam Smith come on the radio. His song, Stay With Me.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know if y'all remember that song. That's one of his coming out songs, you know, when he first got into the game. Now, if you look at Stay With Me and you compare that to Unholy, we have a problem.
But that was, if you think about it, that was the power of the label. If you look at Sam Smith's original song to now, that was the power of the label. When the artist first entered the industry,
mm-hmm,
and they released their first project, 90% of the time, it's going to be the hardest. Toughest album you will ever listen to in your life. Now, for example, great example, 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying. No matter how much music 50 put out after that, nothing competes to that.
And
Nas' first album, nothing competes to that.
Okay, so I got a question for Nas and 50 then. From the time they came out to now, how many songs can you say that came out from them that questioned them to you, where you're like, wait, what is he talking about in this song?
That's hip-hop.
No.
That's hip-hop.
That's not hip-hop.
That's hip-hop. Yes,
that's,
it is.
The music gang pushing.
50 had one questionable song for me, and that was Candy Shop, and I thought because I just didn't like Candy Shop. It's a classic, but I just didn't personally like Candy
Shop.
Well,
he was talking about a male and female.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sam Smith came out talking about males and females. When you listen to...
No, wrong. Sam Smith, since day one, always been known as a gay pop artist.
Hey, look, that's not...
Always been known as that.
That's not mine.
Yes, for a fact. You could look back to the song, the original song he came out with was about his ex-boyfriend.
Stay With Me.
Yeah, that was about his ex-boyfriend.
Can't deal with it.
Good.
I just can't deal with it, man.
We got a call on deck. Let's call it a night. I wonder who it is. Let's see who it is. Yo, Paula, what's your name? Where you from and what you do? Paula, you live.
Paula.
Say your name.
Say your name.
Okay, I guess not. But...
Tell us where you're from.
Belly and telly, order lunch, Bella roll for breakfast, peanut butter runch. Spanish bitch on my dick, think she wanna hunch. Way I hit the rock, think I wanna punch. Move, bitch, let me hit a blunt. Wet slide through the hood, think I wanna stunt. We gon' sell a whole bag, I don't do the front. Mailman jumping out the fair, that's another month. Move, bitch, let me pour it up. Big 40 on my hip, let me hold it up. I've been drinking all night, I've been throwing up. Bella roll straight out the bottle, I don't need a cup. Is you ready or not? I'm coming home with the bag. You ready to shop? I'm about to slide on you, mama. I'm ready to mop. Stick hanging out the window side. Who ready to pop?
Move, bitch. Let me count my cake. Flight landing late. Matter of fact, let me switch my date. Set like a Kit Kat, baby. I take me a break. I hop pancakes, baby. I ate me a steak. Move, bitch. I'm the man to watch. I'm out in Boston with a brick. I'm playing the socks. I'm out in Yonkers, man. Kiss. I'm playing the locks. Rough riding with the work. Who playing with blocks?
Move, bitch. Cause I'm going retarded. I'm down in Tampa with the Rays. I'm playing the Marlins. I'm up in Brooklyn with the Rock. I'm balling with Harden. Benny boys in this bitch. Let's start up a party.
Move, bitch. Cause you know that I'm swerving. Take a shot from the corner. They calling me Irving. Iceman, San Antonio. They calling me Gervin. More bottles, more bitches. You know that's certain.
Move, bitch. Let me hit me a lick. Don't pull up to the store. Let me serve me a bit. I ain't even got to spin. They throw me the shit. I got a plug in Colorado. They throw me the shit. Bitch.
Hold up. Hold up.
Ooh.
Hold up.
Ooh.
Hold up.
Yo, the nigga said I'm out of Tampa with the Rays playing the Marlins. Yo, that was a hard Florida bar right there if you caught that. That was a hard-ass Florida bar. That was Benny Boy Rule with Foul. Man, Benny Boy Rule's a different individual artist, man. I like his music.
Yeah, he be snapping, man. He doing his thing. Shouts out to Benny Boy Rule, man. You already know.
Shout out to DJ Chisel Beats, by the way, as well.
Yeah, man.
Big shout out to the squad. Touched something a few seconds ago about how the industry changes the artist. Now, that's the power of being independent right there. What you touched on with Sam Smith, if you really think about it, because let's look at Tech N9ne. Use Tech N9ne as an example, which is one of the most successful independent artists known to history other than Chance the Rapper. Now, with Tech N9ne and his whole Strange Music Squad, they kept everything in-house. Now, when you keep your music in-house, and if you listen to Tech N9ne's music, it's a little out there. As far as hip-hop, it's not for everybody. It's a little dark. It's a little gritty sometimes. It's a little, if you want to call it scary hip-hop, that's why he works well with Hopston and B.O.B. and those fast rappers, because he has that weird, strange style to his music. But if you notice, he was able to produce and put out all that kind of music due to the fact that the label wasn't able to, no label was able to tell him, hey, you can't release that. We're not going to promote that. You can't release that. We're not going to, we don't want that on your album. We're not going to clear this song, or we're not going to clear that song. And that's what a lot of people don't realize when they sign, is you're no longer creatively in control of your career the way you want to be. It's more of the label deciding who you do your feature with, the label deciding what producers you use. If this, you may think a song's a hit, but the label be like, nope, that's not a hit. Scratch that song. We're not putting that song out. You lose your creative control. As an independent artist, you keep that creative control.
Mm-hmm.
You could say whatever you want to and not have to worry about the label clearing your song or them pretty much not standing behind it and you have to throw the song away or put it on your mixtape. If you notice, a lot of artists who's mainstream, their mixtapes go way harder.
Yeah,
I think every NBA YoungBoy project that's not directly an album from Atlantic went way harder than any album he's ever put out.
I actually, how I ran upon NBA YoungBoy was from a song he did with Clever.
Mm.
That was my first time.
But see, hey, you could use NBA YoungBoy as example of how the label also screws you over as well. Even though he was signed to an album deal, he released tons of tapes, but Atlantic owns all that.
Correct.
Because he put those tapes out under Atlantic. Be careful when you're signing these contracts. Sit down with an entertainment lawyer. Costs you money to make money. A lawyer could save your whole entire career. A little thing that most people don't know about Zero Smiles was that around 15, 16 years old, me and Ghost signed to a deal with Rough Rider. And that deal came with a $10,000 advance. Now, you got to remember, being a kid in foster care, just coming home from juvenile prison and really ain't got no money, I'm not looking at what the fuck I'm signing. I don't have no lawyer present. It's just me and them. I signed that shit. I spend that advance. I blew that advance, bro. When I say I blew that advance probably 2-3 weeks. And about a year later, even though we was working on our project and everything was falling into place, Rough Riders fell, and it became Full Surface. Switch Beats didn't keep everybody. If you notice, at that time, that's when Jen got dropped. There was a lot of people that was signed to Rough Rider legally that was no longer an artist and had no home as an artist. Now, 16 years old, no, really don't know anything else about the industry. Now I'm $10,000 in debt because I have to pay back that advance.
Right.
And that was because I didn't have a lawyer present. I didn't have nobody to help me read over what the fuck I was signing into or what the fuck I was doing. And I wish I did, because I probably would have, a lawyer probably would have told me not to sign it.
Right.
So be careful. It's tricky out there.
All right. I understand, man. I feel what you're saying. But the industry still having me lost for words. It's just so much stuff right now that I just don't understand. And it's starting to all, like, tie in to me. Like, prime example, in my opinion, since I've been listening to music with my two little ears, I will say that music have somehow became, I mean, it's the same gangster kill, gangster that, kill that, but I'm so confused on the artist that's coming out and performing, and, oh, he's new, rapping, a couple of months later, he's twerking on stage, sure. Now he got skirts on, and this ain't just the artists. I'm not even talking about just the rappers. I'm talking about NBA players, football players. What is going on in America? That's my question.
So you saying the Illuminati got to hold all these people?
I'm just saying, why is America pushing homosexuality and really, like, pushing it?
That's a distraction, honestly, I believe.
They're sanctioning countries for countries not allowing them to do that in their countries, like South Africa, different parts, they sanction them because of that.
Yeah,
because
it's a distraction from what they're really trying to do. They probably got something else bigger planned for the United States.
What, Meat Fest? I don't understand what
you
gotta, going on.
You gotta also realize when something happens in the world, they wash us with something dealing with homosexuality, or somebody's getting arrested, or some type of sports propaganda, or something happened with this person or that person to defer what's really the fuck is going on. They be passing laws while we're distracted with all that other shit that's going on. They be passing laws right under our nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so distracted about who's this gay person, why this person's doing that, the next hot song or the next pair of Jordans or the next Gucci bag, because they know we're not paying attention.
Newest iPhone.
Because they know we're not paying attention to directly what they're doing and decisions that they're making for us. Now, people only think that electing your president is important when it's not. That's the least important election that you need to be attending. All those other small ones for your congressman, your court appeal judge, your clerk, all those other elections is the ones that matter, because you're putting those people there, and those people is the one that's saying yes or no to what the president is
deciding
to do.
Correct. The president, they already have in plan for the whole 4 years what they want him to do. The American dream. Every 4 years is another step.
All right. So I made a request. Anybody that you've been listening to lately that you feel you want to hear?
I will honestly say an artist that been through a lot, and she was an individual artist. DJ Khaled got to hear her song.
No, I'm talking about We Spindle, for the record. I'm not talking about
anybody
else.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So who,
for the record?
Who right now, if you had to pick an artist right now.
An independent artist.
That we done spun before, that you would like to hear one of their songs right now, who would it be? I know it's going to be a Florida nigga, but.
Let me, that's not true now. This, hold on. Let me take five.
You got four.
I would say, I'm going to say Robert Robb.
You mean Rob?
Yeah,
Ray,
Rob.
Ray?
This
nigga name is weird.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's
Robin Robb, right?
Like he's robbing somebody and saying his name at the same time. Robbie Roy, I believe it is. But. Now, I told you it was going to be a Florida nigga. That's a Florida nigga.
Yeah. Hey, he snapped.
But that's a Broward nigga, though.
He snapped.
I know. See, everybody out there listening, please don't hang up. I know we rambling, but it's just talk your shit day. And we got some shit we want to talk about. So we're going to talk. But callers, don't hang up. 929-477-2425. This is the Wee Files. I'm your boy Zero Motherfucking Smiles.
It's your boy King Miami in this
bitch. And we're about to halfway through the show. We're gonna get a little deeper, but first we're gonna play Robbie Robb's Broken Mirrors. Let's spin this shit.
Oh, the shot of glass. Staring in this broken mirror, looking through the shattered glass, looking through my rearview mirror. Man, I hope these crackers pass. Man, I pray that they can get a call with an emergency. Porsche 911, so I move with so much urgency. Hate to kill a dream, but taking chances trying to really win. Knew it wasn't right, but rap sheets led me to the pen. Say it's instrumental, no, it's not coincidental. Do a sentence in the pen, to pen a sentence for a demo. Taking low rolls to fate when you ain't barely got a plate. Seen a mother raising seven, she was making sure they ate. 9 times out of 10, she been looking in that mirror, seeing shards of broken glass, trying to really see it clearer. Trying to make it add up, but every mirror seems to shatter. When day to day is struggle, everything don't seem to matter. The beauty goes much deeper when you looking from within. It's hard to see it out, but when you covered in your sin, broken glass.
We all had that broken glass.
Broken glass.
That inner pain. And we see the reflection.
Broken glass.
Of all our inner troubles. From self-hate.
Broken glass.
Self-sabotage. All the inner pain we go through.
They say that pain is silent, seeing tears that was never spoken. In the mirror seems to be another image of a broken home or heart. You can't tell them both apart. Since the home is what the heart is here, art is equal artist. All this pain from broken spirits that didn't really get a chance. I'm just thankful in advance that I get to take a stand. We was reaping what we sowed way before we planted seeds. Cotton fields was just a job, never focused on our needs. Niggas murdered in the white tee, they watching as he bleeds. In a race with a race that don't care if he succeeds. I'm just looking in this mirror, seeing pieces of reflections. And the trouble staring at me as I look at imperfections. It run deeper than they think, cause they ain't looking at that image. Bloody vessels about to burst, I'm just praying I don't hemorrhage. I'm just praying I don't break as I'm fixing on this glass. Broken mirrors are reflections of my pains from the past. Broken glass. Struggles are inner pain. Broken glass. These are some of the most precious things that bring out some of the most precious arts. Broken glass. Some of the greatest things ever created was created through our pain. Broken glass. And as we put the pieces of this glass together, we create an art so great.
Broken mirrors. We all have them. And day by day we piece it together. Broken glass.
Man, all right, Rob, I believe his name is. Yeah. I'm saying it right this time. Broken mirrors. All right, you get that one. That was some dope. That was some dope. That if I was to say, if we was gonna put it on the Wii scale, that'd definitely be some Zaza. That'd be some Zaza. That won't be no Mitch. That'd be some Zaza. He snapped. He had some very well put together bars. He flowed with it. I kind of thought he was a New York nigga for a second, but then I had to remember the nigga from Broward. So shout out to Broward County. They definitely do got some fire talent out here. But it's more of a laid back song. I want to put a challenge out there, bro. And it's going to be said right here on the Wii Files. I want to find the best weed smoking song from an independent artist. So this is what everybody's going to do. They're going to tap in with me. @0_smiles. @0_smilez on Instagram and on Threads or on Up Live. And tap in with me so you can find out where to submit the music at. Best person that get it. Not only going to pull up for an interview, but I'm going to send them a weed tray straight like that, because that means I'm going to be listening to their music when I roll up, so it's only right. So let's make that known right now. Submissions is going to last until about Christmas time, and I'm going to announce the winner around February. This gives y'all enough time to write, record, mix, master, whatever the hell you got to do to it. And this way, it sounds correct, because if it don't sound correct, I'm going to let you know about yourself, and I'm going to try to be nice and not let you know about yourself live, because y'all know I'm the biggest critic in the world. So I want to put that out there. What you think about that, King Miami? You second in that?
That sounds about right. It's a sick weed song. That's I'm down. I'm definitely down.
What city you think gonna take it though? I got a feeling somebody from New York is actually gonna be the person to take it.
We gotta see. I can't see. These independent artists coming out of everywhere snapping, so.
Nah, but I'm sorry. Shout out to my city. Shout out to New York City, DX, Harlem, Queens, Brooklyn, the whole five boroughs. I'm going to even include Staten Island, even though the city don't include y'all, but I'm going to include y'all. And my city's different, bro. You know, Broward's different. I'm not going to lie. Miami's its own world. But just like Miami's its own world, so is the Bronx, bro. You go to the Bronx, you're going to walk into about 10 different cultures of life. You go to Gun Hill, you with the Jamaicans. You go to fucking Heist, that you with the Dominicans. You go to the South Bronx, you with the Puerto Ricans and the Blacks. Like, it's mixed up like a motherfucking. Every hood got a bunch of fucking Mexicans. Man, but right now, since I'm talking about my city, I want to hear some Big Yellow BX. We going to take it to the Bronx. Let's go.
Another one. You ain't too much. Big yellow, big yellow, big yellow. It's Big Yellow, not the little one. Big Draco, not the little gun. You look up to your man, that's my little son. Try them playing for a pussy, I ain't one of them. No indirect, I was on flex. No views involved, no blue check. You was in my, I got all tech, huh? Still got it on me at the coat check. Move, bitch, shit, I been hot. Don't compare me to no rapper, unless it's Big Top. Any feature that I'm on, bitches get dropped. I'm still a bad bitch in my flip-flop. Hi, kids, you wanna know violence? I can teach you how to grab a stick and hold it like violence. Hit a siren. Killing with silence. I'm on timing, I'm sliding. I'm hitting they head like it's a migraine. Straight up out that boogie down. And I got my hoodie down. Feeling like they boogie now. Why they all up on me now? Get shooters when I move around. That's how I maneuver now. Keep a bunch of blue faces. Feeling like I'm moving now. I weigh the 40 in the air, I bet I move the crowd. Taking shots on my circle, they get roundabout. I'm the hottest in the city and nothing to talk about. It's a body, it's a kill, they gon' talk it out. It's Big Yellow. Told you what the fucking time it is.
Yeah. BX, stand the fuck up. Listen, before I even let King Miami say what he think about that song, I'm going to big my city up one more time. Big Yellow is the biggest of the biggest. When I say she different, when I say she from the Bronx, as you can see, she from the Bronx. And when I say that she snapping, man, she snapping. I'm a fan, and I became a fan by listening to her music right here on For the Record Radio. Gangsta. So, King Miami, what you think about Big Yellow, not the little one?
Well, since she ain't the little one, I'm about to say that shit was fire. She killed it. She got some swag, okay. Big Yellow in the building, you feel me? She sound like she from Miami, though, you know what I mean? I ain't even gonna lie, she sound like she from Miami, you know what I mean? So, shit, look, yeah, Big Yellow snap, definitely. So what we gonna do is now...
Wait. you said she sounds like she's from Miami.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. That kind of personal.
Well, you know, maybe she's been to Miami a couple of times. Maybe she was born in Jackson South and moved to the Bronx.
You could hear it. You could hear the Bronx in it.
Maybe that was Little Yellow I'm talking about.
Probably because not the big one, because you could tell for a fact that she a New York City vet. But I don't think anybody in Miami, bar for bar, female-wise at least.
I wouldn't do that.
Female-wise at least right now. I'm completing it so I can see who going to send something fire. Because I don't think any female artist right now in Miami or Broward County, independent-wise, is stepping in them shoes right now.
No, the shoes probably bigger. We never know.
And I want to hear more female independent artists because that was dope. And it's a lot of dope. Like, Young Goddess in North Carolina, she dope. You get what I'm saying? Those are the unique breeds in this female independent artist world that everybody should be listening to. Way more than this trash I hear on the radio all day.
I agree.
Now, we're going to piggyback bounce. So let's see what you're going to follow up with your city, bro. You got to follow up something strong with your city.
Not even. I'm going to give you something not even that strong. I'm going to come I'm gonna come a little calm first and whack you. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay,
so we got an artist go by Mac Lion in the motherfucking building. You feel me? And the song, it's a song I like to hear from him. It's called "Die for You." You know what I mean? And it's a good song. He really snapped. I'm gonna go ahead and spin that.
You shit in the middle of the nigga right now. Go ahead and spin that right now.
Got you soft.
Sorry, yeah, this week.
Let's go.
Hold on, not hang up.
You were always in front, and I've been looking for love online, and maybe someone can be a good guy.
This dope kid.
Yeah.
Fuck all that shit. Staying in my head. I gave you all I had in me. With all that wasted time, I almost lost my sanity. I can't believe you mad at me. I gave you plenty tries, but ain't no going back for me. I was trying for you, I was riding for you. Gave you my heart, feel like I'm dying for you. I was trying for you, I was fine before you. I'm gonna be good cause I ain't dying for you. Had my heart out on my sleeve. I got some pain so I smoke weed. Went through some shit, I begged and pleaded. She brought me down straight to my knees. I'm on the road smoking by myself. I feel like no one loving me. Them hoes only go for cash, so they gon' get the other me. On road tryna pop a tag. I seen us living lovingly. I gave you all I had to give and you won't meet another me. 17, you was all I had, was thinking you and I. Till them tables turn, I lost it all and I seen you ain't ride. Too much crazy shit up on my mind, I'm thinking homicide. Supposed to been the one that's riding with me, you ain't by my side. Supposed to been the one that's next to me every day I wake up. Pop out on these bitches, see us starting, then they hit us. Kept that shit 100, just that solid, they can't break us, did it all. We could've made it work, but now that shit all fucked up. I gave you all I had in me. With all that wasted time, I almost lost my sanity. I can't believe you mad at me. I gave you plenty tries, but ain't no going back for me. Was trying for you, I was riding for you. Gave you my heart, feel like I'm dying for you. I was trying for you, I was fine before you. I'm gonna be good cause I ain't dying for you. I gave you all I had in me. With all that wasted time, I almost lost my sanity. I can't believe you mad at me. I gave you plenty tries, but ain't no going back for me. Was trying for you, I was riding for you. Gave you my heart, feel like I'm dying for you. I was trying for you, I was fine before you. I'm gonna be good cause I ain't dying for you.
We keep it cheap, shit don't feel the same, know the same me. I came a long way, cattle shed a pain and run the streets. I'm from the bottom of the bottom, somewhere you don't wanna be. I seen it all, I won't even blame you if you doubt me. I'm all in, only ride for mine, I ain't to put to sleep. Long hard grind, nigga, I ain't playing what you need. Shorty, I'm bout mine, hold up, double back, you still breathing. Looking for a chance to see a meal off the beach. Make it off the streets, I can't be wasting time, ain't nothing free. I want it. I know I won't deny my city raised me. You say you bout it, but ain't nothing about you that put fear in me. Stand alone, man, let's get it poppin', this shit in me. Struggle show me, got me focused. I done seen it all the side, you ain't noticed. Shout out Dope Kid, that nigga want it. Wolfpack, boy, that boy focus.
Salute.
Having a sneeze off?
Man, we having a sneeze off over here. I'm sneezing like a motherfucker.
Bless you.
Nah. You get that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was fire.
Yeah, that was Mac Lion, Die For You. If y'all didn't know, you just tuned in. You heard it right here on For The Record Radio. Shouts out to Miami-Dade County in the motherfucking building. Tell me what you think about that.
Man, the way he switched the rap and the singing, that was a little different. And it showed his versatility right there. He definitely need to pull up for an interview one day, bro. It's not being shy and scared of doing interviews. I don't know what's up with that. That's your city people, so you're gonna have to handle that one, my brother. But he's definitely a different individual. I like the harmonization. I like the way he flows back and forth a lot. You could tell that the song was kind of personal for him. But I think I got you beat on the next one. I ain't gonna lie. Because Ezell, now how's that cheating?
You cheat.
That's cheating. That's Brooklyn.
My boy. Ezell was born on South Beach on the sand. And then they put,
confirmed that that's a lie.
You feel
they
me?
Confirmed that he's from Brooklyn.
You know. Don't even listen.
That's not cheating.
He from New York.
That's not cheating.
Not even New York. He from Washington D.C.
Nah, he's from Brooklyn. He's from you could call Brooklyn the I technically call the Bronx the Miami of New York City if you want to be technical in my eyes, but that could be the Broward County of New York City is Brooklyn, so that's not cheating. That's my city.
Okay.
That's my city.
Okay.
And I personally, and if you're going to play somebody that's going to have some R&B swag to it,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to play somebody with an R&B swag.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, and now you're really going to say I'm cheating after this one. I want to hear Picasso.
Yep. Don't even, I'm a ton.
What's wrong with that, bro?
Yeah, man.
I think that's the perfect song to follow Mac Lyon's song, though.
Actually, he got signed, so he ain't answering all this money.
Yeah, he is. Listen, I wish my brother would get signed. Shout out to Ezell, man.
Shout out the Monday, he's going to be signed. So,
well,
that's,
we manifesting it for you, bro. King Miami just manifests your signing day for you. But I think Picasso's probably one of the best songs I personally heard R&B-wise from an independent artist. In my eyes. So that's what I want to hear.
Okay.
Let's spin that shit, Gaza.
LB, play me something.
Baby, tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Kun kun voodoo voodoo, right on it, room 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 room. Ah, they tell me you love me could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah, need it my last night, cocky mash up. Kun kun azuma zoom. I can pick a soul, and I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know. Oh, let me know. You let me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Time to the touch to the night time. No time for my type. I'll fight for your love like a Mike Tyson. You let me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Time to the touch to the night time. No time for my type. Yeah, I know I'm shoot up the shy drive by for you. So I can pick a soul. I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me. Ooh, I can pick a soul, I can paint it for you. Let me know, let me know. Baby, tell me you love me, so me stop asking it. You better show me you love me, girl, put your back in it. Cocky just beat, eat it, then I go fast in it. Put it in your mouth, pull it up, put it back in it. That pussy your point so you know I'm tapping it. Freaky, I know where you want. Put on the air while I'm grabbing your throat. All you want, you noodle leg. I hold you down by holding you up. Diddy, you my baby. Me if you die, die. Time to the thought to the night time. No time for my type. Wine on my type. Fight for your love like a Mike type. Fight for your love like a, like Ali, fight for your love. Just amigo, me with ice in my cup. Shots in the mind, my nose cocky one. Baby, tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Kun kun voodoo voodoo, right on it, room 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 room. Ah, baby, tell me you love me like you did last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah, need it my last night, cocky mash up. Kun kun azuma zoom. I can pick a soul, and I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know you. Let me know. Ooh, I can pick a soul. I can paint a soul like Picasso. Let me know. Ooh, I can paint a soul.
Man, that shit hits, man.
That shit's a vibe.
Shout out to Ezell, man. So if you haven't noticed, this is not really a city battle. This is more of...
It's a city battle. As a matter of fact, now that we in the building, I'm going to go ahead and let you know right now, I got somebody fresh out of Dade County. You feel me? As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to tell you his name. You feel what I'm saying? Because you might try to drop my dog and say he's from New York or something. You feel me? So we ain't even going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and hit you up with a special one. You feel me? And you ain't going to be able to put your comments until afterwards. You feel me? Straight up. Fresh out of Dade County. I'm going to go ahead and play my boy right now and let my boy shit play, man. Let's run it.
Just spin it, guys.
Would it make it better if I choose to stay? Would it make it better if I choose to go?
Because
you heard
Anthony Vincent is definitely not from Miami-Dade. Shout out to the Bronx again. So this went from Shout out to the Bronx.
I looked up on Craigslist. It told me He was born in Miami. You know what I mean?
That Craigslist.
And they drove him all the way to Boston.
Nigga said Craigslist.
So, you know.
Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to Anthony Vincent. Make It Better is definitely, definitely a bop. Now, I didn't use it in my list because that's technically cheating for me. Because if I put that on my list, that's an automatic dub for that round.
Well, it looked like I won that round. Thank you. Thank
all right,
you,
get that one.
Yeah,
but
I did it, you know.
Before we get out of here, and I do all the shout-outs and all that stuff, we running into a little overtime. So those who still rocking with me, appreciate y'all for rocking with us. So I got one more song, and then we're going to close this out. I want to hear to supplement to Make It Better and the R&B 5 we've been on for the last three songs. I want to hear For the Record by John Thomas and Fly Gaza. Let's go.
You know what it is, me.
Yeah.
John, watch this. Soon as I step in the spot, they ask if I do it alive. Know that I'm smoking a bed, so I might just pass it the block. But first I had to go and chop up with chop. Now I'm getting straight back to the guap. You would think I'm just like a rope, cause I'm familiar with the knots. For the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. They ain't moving how I move. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane. Cause I gotta get the cake, get the bank.
That's what my main objective. All of my girls selective.
I ain't talking about much, I just like to wreck shit. She know how I do. If she sliding, then I'm wrecking. I just bust a move, then I get straight to a check, yeah. Pay me for the way I sound on anything. Yeah, you know if I hit it, then you can't complain. Oh, cause it's a certified hit, a fucking classic. The way I beat up a beat, you would think that I'm domestic. Keep my violence silent, niggas don't want no problem, test me. I got people with me that really catch them bodies daily. Tell them not to come over with that rah-rah, they can't play me. Got my brody with me, he aim it up and take off faces. Okay then, for the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. Moving how I move, yeah. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane, cause I gotta get the cake, get the fame.
Fly guys are pros this. For the record, the movement. What state are we choosing? Ain't no way that we losing. Picture me losing with nothing but winning. Full of this world with nothing but sinning. Don't try to play me, I eat you for dinner. I'm not a beginner, I'm making some shiver. One thing about me, I always deliver. Anytime, any place, money, I get it. Shake to the top, playboy, don't sweat it. From the BX, playboy, I get it. Making these moves and you know they gonna hate it. When we show love, they gon' hate us. For the record, sometimes you gotta take it. Energy don't lie, I never gotta fake it. Block guys are approved, you heard? Y'all know what we do, y'all know what we represent, and I am Block Gaza. Hey yo, John Thomas, man, this shit for the record.
For the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. They ain't moving how I move. Yeah. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane, cause I gotta get the cake, get the fame.
Yeah, that was John Thomas, Fly Gaza, but For the Record, I think that's about to be a part of the Weave Files personal theme song soon, too, because that shit's a bop.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, any shout-outs, bro?
Man, shout-out to Florida, shout-out to Dade County, North Miami, Opa-locka, Hialeah, Liberty City, Brown Subs, Little Havana, we in the motherfucking building, the Row, Coconut Grove. Shout out to every fucking well where the South is running shit down here. That's how we do it. Shout out to up north to New York. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out to Minnesota, Mississippi, everywhere, man. Shout out to the world, man. Shout out to the people out there trying to make it. Shout out to all the independent artists out there. Shout out to the number one person who making it all happen right now to make it happen even more for the independent artists out there. Shout out to Flock Gaza in the motherfucking building. You already know. Shout out to Zero Smile. Shout out to King Miami. You feel me? You got to give a shout out to yourself here now. You feel me? Because you may need a shout out. Shout out to King Miami. Once again, I said it. Go ahead, Smile. Take over from there.
Man, I want to give a shout out to every independent artist that we spend tonight from New York City down to Miami-Dade all the way to the Florida Keys. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, that's tuning in, that's listening online, that's listening, just don't want to talk. We appreciate y'all. Without y'all, there would not be no us. Shout out to the plugs that's supplying the good weed.
Ah.
Fuck the plugs that's about supplying the trash weed.
Duh.
And shout out to all the dispensaries that's making it illegal to walk around with your shit in your car and not go to jail. Shout out to my 2-year-old that's being extra loud right now, DK. And shout out to the whole For the Record Radio team, OG Tiger Lee, Haiti the Great, Flock Gaza, Beautiful Red, Uncle Different, King Miami, and myself. And if you're trying to follow me or get in tune with me, y'all know what to do. Instagram, ZERO_SMILEZ. And if you're trying to tune in with me tonight, pull up on Up Live. We will be live right after the show where you can get up close and personal with me, Flock Gaza, and whatever host that decides to pull up tonight right there on Up Live. It's the same thing, ZERO_SMILEZ. Rock out with us. And I'm going to close it like this. I want to hear Zero motherfucking Smiles, the vibe. We love y'all. This your boy Zero Smiles.
This your boy King Miami. We out this bitch.
And thank you for rocking with us. We out. Wagon. We are out of here. We are out of here. And make sure y'all keep on smoking and getting high and smoking the non-PGRs and not the PGRs. Make sure your weed is fluffy. Make sure that you're not smoking out of no garbage-ass backwoods. That's dirty. Wash your backwoods, motherfuckers. And we out of here.
Ghost. Welcome to the Trap House.
Nah. Welcome to the Mike Jack Trap House.
That boy is
Billy Rich, and yeah, keep him coming back. Moonwalk into the trap like I need that. Smooth criminal, yeah, no cap. I bring thriller back. You know I got that work by the pounds, yeah, that loud pack. I got that.
Got the pack, come and fuck with me. Still pack, that designer, yeah, you fuck with it.
I'm ready to live this life. Niggas out there hating, they trying to take my life. So I keep it grippy, my nigga, won't happen twice. All my niggas with it, you ready, then roll the dice. Got your bitch creeping and sneaking, trying to get high. She wanna come and smoke with them G's, she know the vibe. Never fucking sober, my nigga, I'm always high. Six pack Corona or Henny, the Dutch is fine. I settle for the paper or fine to the Russian cream. In anything other, not trying to be mean. Brutally honest, some calling it mean. Holding on my collar, looking up for that green. I'm smoking on that real shit, y'all smoking on that bullshit. Designer bag, but it's not designer what it's full with. That's some fucking bullshit, what happened to the real shit? Everyone got runs, but it's platinum if you look quick.
Just take a look at your weed, my nigga. These niggas lying to y'all with that fake ass designer shit. Get that bum shit up out of here. 60 or better, my nigga. 60 or better.
Mm-hmm. You ain't too, you crazy for this one.
Back on the wall a few times, I had to duck and dodge.
But the weed keep me strong, thank God for the plugs. But these niggas fucking up with them garbage bags, trash gas. But they be telling you they got that gas mask. Sick of hood platinum niggas out there bumping. If the apes ain't 60 or better, I ain't smoking. I be floating on the clouds and your bitch really love it. She be grabbing on my blunts, telling me that she don't smoke it. I got her doing all these things that she knew she never did. Twisting blunts, taking shots, acting like a college kid. Pulling up to my spot, nigga, you know that it's lit. Got the pee in the trunk and we about to burn this shit. It's some cookies and some skunk, it's that gas shit. That aroma so strong you can't pass it. I'm smoking on a blunt bigger than a bat. If you ain't put in on this blunt, then I won't pass it. So don't act shit, nigga, cause I ain't give y'all niggas shit. I ain't smoking with y'all niggas, I ain't fucking with y'all niggas. I don't like none of y'all niggas. All y'all niggas is gonna eat a Frank. Dead eyes. Keep that trash ass weed over there. Let me smoke my good shit over here. I don't want y'all chippins. I don't want y'all bitches. I don't want y'all money. I just wanna be successful, y'all niggas, and leave me the fuck alone.